Well, we've been hearing how important it is to get the work-life balance right, but now let's turn to the businesses who actually make money from others attempting to unwind. We've been catching up with some businesses in the Northwest who do just that.
It's a brilliant way of taking it out on the boss. Just imagine the ball is his head and bait away.
With all of the statistics pointing to more stress in our working lives, it's not surprising that there are lots of businesses cropping up around the country aimed at helping people de-stress. Tommy Breen runs the Sligo Golf Academy.
I get farmers coming in their wellies to hit a few balls. They don't really tell the wife, and that's why they have the wellies. So they come here to hit balls. I'm not joking. I have it on video.
Tommy was a dairy farmer for 40 years, and when he retired from that, he wanted a job with a less work-intensive lifestyle.
I had to make a decision, either upgrade the farm and employ staff, because with the margins that were in agriculture, I just couldn't last, and I was working all hours of the day and night, never seeing my kids. So I decided to sell my quota, sell the cows, rent the farm, and use this section for... I always had it in my mind to build a proper golf facility so that you could learn golf. And I did.
So how does this business compare with farming?
There's no money in this business either.
We've always been told that laughter is the best medicine. But laughter yoga guru Mary Anada Shakti in Ballantra, County Donegal, says it's also the best de-stressor.
There are many, many health benefits from laughter for cardiovascular workout. It's a real good body workout. All your internal organs go through an internal jogging. According to Dr. William Fry from Stanford University, 1 minute of laughter is equal to 10 minutes on a rowing machine.
She hosts workshops which are a combination of exercise and deep breathing.
This one is called Milkshake Laughter. So you have two containers. So we're going to pass it from one container to the other, making a sound. And on the third one, then we're going to act as if we're drinking it with a big ha-ha. Are you ready?
Right, okay.
One, two, three.
You have me going now.
We get there eventually, you see.
Anna Vahey is a handbag designer in Strandhill, Sligo, who's started giving workshops in sewing. She says to de-stress, people need activities to distract them from their troubles.
Anything that takes your mind completely off your normal life or your problems completely, it has to be a brain holiday. That's what I call it, you know, that you can't possibly think about anything else when you're trying to figure out how to put a zip in, you know, thinking about your washing at home or your, you know, your financial situation or anything. There's no room for that.
It's all that counts at that moment in time.
Now, whether that zip goes wrong, that could lead to some frustration.
Anna says people from all sorts of occupations have tried their hand at the sewing machines.
Teachers, people that worked in the bank, what I would call your regular kind of 9-to-5 jobs, they all have a love of creativity and they're maybe not getting any creativity in their jobs. And I suppose they're seeking a little bit of that, and that's what they, you know, have an interest in or they'd like to know more about.
Because Anna spends every day in the workshop amongst rolls of fabric, scissors and measuring tape, she says the de-stressing benefits of it that work for others don't work for her.
So when I leave this workshop, I don't want to see a sewing machine. So I don't even have a needle and thread at home.
Back in the Golf Academy, we thought we'd get into the swing of things.
Concentrate now, head down.
Ben Baldwin.
You need to practice.
Kiss it off.
I think I'll leave the golf to Rory McIlroy.